I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Well, welcome back, and this is part two of Kaladi, because, well, this guy's got a lot going on, and he's a new master I'm trying out, and, yeah, just taking it slow, trying to figure out all of his little tweaks and stuff. So today we'll be going over Kaladi's upgrades, his minions and troops he can take, or members of his crew, upcoming members that are coming out. Like, I know one henchman is that came out in the Broken Promises book, so looking forward to that too. And yeah, we'll go from that. We'll check that all out. First, what have I been doing since last we talked? Not much. Hero clicks, not at all. Don't know why. Just been busy, and I've been playing some Malifaux, painting some Malifaux. Also finished up my Orc Blood Bowl team. Minus my three new additions, which are two goblins and a troll for my orcs. I'm gonna go 9 orcs basically, 2 goblins, troll for pit size of 11. And try them out there. Did quick paint scheme on them. Did the heavy wash effect. It turned out pretty damn good. Did the bases like a snowy plains, kind of like. And I didn't even know it. I bought the snow covered pitch. It looks like it was meant to be. So, fate sometimes, I guess, is all you need. Let's see. Games I played. I played against Brandon and Derek quite a few. Let's see. I tried out my Zoraida and a Swamp Fiend army. That went pretty nifty. Different play than what I expect them to be, but I'll give them more of a try at a later date. I played the Malifaux 7. Pulled off a minor victory in that one. It was something cute. We had Murder Protege. He put his on Sue. I put mine on, Lost, because he plays 10 Thunders, and, well, his little Katanaka sniper killed her first turn, and, well, I earned some skiing points. So that's pretty cool. Played Lilith against Brandon. He did not like the grow list. Fast grow list. I enjoyed it. But he did not. He was playing, Guild. Let's see, what other games I got? Neverborn, check. And, oh, I played a game with my Ironsides. That went pretty good. Again, I didn't do a lot of, like, super, super cool combat stuff with Ironsides, because I separated my mages per the scheme and stuff. But hey, you want to check out pictures of the games and stuff, I put them on my Facebook page. Check them out, along with some stuff that I have painted and got painted. Also painted some, got some Bunraku. Got them painted. Still waiting on the cards from Weird. They said they're on the way, but I was hoping to have them by tomorrow. I would have played Kaladi, give them a try, but probably going to stick with Ulix and the pigs. Been a bit since I brought out the old boys. Let's try it out. Let's see. Painted up in a guild effigy, which I'm getting into all the effigies today. And put together the arcane effigy, and talk about a dick model to put together. That's all I'm saying. So all in all, since the last time we talked, I think I got about 4 to 5 games of Malifaux. Going to see Black Panther tomorrow. been working. Went to U of M, did some testing for my MS, and bought some stuff to tailor out armies that I have. Like, I got some witchling handlers to finish up my Sonya Crid crew. Some doggers or doggers, whatever, finish up my Reva. I only need two of those. Let's see what. I think that's all I got. Buddy of mine, Derek, painted up my Nelly crew, so they look fantastic. I did put those on Facebook, so if you want to check them out, please. They're really cool. Waiting to get some guild investigators for that for that crew. And other than that, just buying little shits and giggles things, painting, working, sleeping, get a game of Malifaux on a Saturday or Sunday. That's about it. Getting ready to go Adepticon. Don't know what I'm bringing yet, but I'll go over my game. I'll actually maybe take notes and go over with my pigs, because I do enjoy playing my pigs, and take notes how that game went. I did take pictures of all the strategies and schemes, put them on with each individual post for the games that I played. Like I said, I can't stress enough, you want to see stuff that I've done and or painted or friends paint for me, go to my Facebook page, Sean Hammer, and I'll post that on today's show too. So, let's go ahead with Kaladi. First, we're going to start out. I already went with him. We're going to go over his upgrades. And, he's got two limited upgrades. And they're basically, if you pick one of these, you're picking a way that you're playing, is all I got to say. Like I was saying, you're picking a way to play if you choose one of these limited upgrades. They both upgrades deal with the effigies. And what's important to note with Kaladi is that the effigies are puppets, so he can have any of the effigies into his crew because he's been able to hire puppets. The first one is... Where the hell did it go? Anyway. Oh, he's got bags of props, too. He's got another... Yeah, this is a, okay. He's got Bag of Props as his first limited. It's one soulstone cost. Gives him the following ability, Bag of Props. And when this model declares action, attack action, or is targeted by an attack action, it may end its focus or defensive condition on any friendly model within 6-inch aura, and give him the same condition at the same value. That's pretty cool, but he's got 100 stolen voices next. This allows him to summon any effigy model, regardless of faction, when using an extra thread action, instead of a marionette or wicked doll. So, this upgrade is allowing you to summon effigies instead of the wicked doll or marionette. So, that's one way, and, you know, the nifty little things will get there. And it gives him creep. Pushes his model up 3 inches any direction. Extra movement's always good. Next one, he's got Faded for one soulstone. The abilities are the Fate of Us All. Once per turn, when this model receives a condition from a friendly effigy, all friendly puppets and minions within a 6-inch aura gain the same condition. So this is where you really want to start your effigies on the board with this upgrade, because to actually hand out some of those abilities to Kaladi and every puppet within 6-inch aura or pulse of them is pretty damn nifty. He's got Follow My Lead. Once per turn, when this model receives a condition from its own action, all friendly puppets and minions within 6-inch pulse gain the following condition. So here you are boosting up your puppets, and don't forget effigies, marionettes, wicked dolls stitched together. They're all puppets, and this one gives them creep as well. You're only going to pick one. What you're going to play with, I would pick Faded. His other upgrades are Breathe Life. Gives them this tactical action. Push off friendly models, minions, and puppets within 6 inches, up to 2 inches any direction. This action may only be taken once per turn. And he's got Stitch back up. Target other friendly model within 6 inches, heals 2 damage. So it gives him a little bit of support for a master anyway. He's got the Dog Collection, is his next upgrade. Gains the following ability, Bonded Souls. Whew. At the end of the turn, you may discard a card to choose a friendly puppet model in play. It suffers 2 damage, then place it in the base contact with a friendly doll marker anywhere in play. place a scrap marker in base contact with the model and discard the doll marker. You may do this any number of times. But you're like, oh, where are these doll markers? Well, my favorite dolls. Second part of it. My favorite dolls. Target number 13, range 8, place a 30mm doll marker within range line of sight. Pretty straightforward. Don't know how I go with it because I do have. I'm picking the. I believe faded, as I said. Yeah, faded, and this next one I'm going to give is one of my favorite ones, is four arms. This model gains the following attack action. Squeeze. It's doing 2-3-5 damage with the built with range 2. Built-in melee with a mask. If you cheat in a tone with it. Oh. So normally, if the attack deals moderate or severe damage, draw a card. In a card-based game, this is a good thing. With a crow, this is starting to become uncomfortable. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end the turn. Embraced. The model may not declare walk actions while engaged, so you got nobody that's going to break away. And with a mask that it already has built in, hold still. Immediately increase the final duel total by +1 for each other puppet within 6 inches in line of sight of the target. Let me explain to you how dangerous this is. Good thing it's not increasing damage, because Kaladi works on a 6-inch bubble. And quite literally, a lot of things could be seeing that, so Kaladi's final duel totals can be quite high by number of puppets that you have available for this one. And I just like it. It's pretty thematic, and I think it's cool. We got the strummed, we got the Threads of Fate. It's got given the following ability, My Strings Are My Own. This model may not be moved or pushed by enemies' actions, and wrapped in wooden claws. Gives them +1 armor. So yeah, that's pretty, it's like lead-lined coat with a little bit of, I forgot the other one. But anyway, last one that's, not generic, is for both Kaladi and Velanessa. Strum the Threads. Puppet models which activate within 6-inch aura may suffer 2 damage, which may not be reduced to gain the fast condition. So you're giving a whole bunch of little freaking little puppets fast, and it could be pretty devastating, especially since you're getting all, for the most part, all the benefits that Kaladi's giving them by doing stuff to himself, sharing it with the puppets, and taking the effigy and hit their abilities and going from there too. Speaking of effigies, let's go on through them. Where shall we start? Okay. Arcane Effigy, first puppet on the list. Nothing too remarkable with these effigies. Your puppets, of course, defense 6, willpower 5, 4 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 1. They got accomplice, hard to kill, and armor 1 for the arcane. He's at arcane fury. Target suffers 1-4 damage. No big deal. But with the effigies, we're not worried about the attack abilities a lot of times, or their regular abilities. We're looking at the tactical actions. It's got 1, cleanse fate, remove 1 condition from a target friendly model within 2 inches. Burning and poison is always great to get off your models, but arcane radiance. Target friendly leader within 8 inches gains the following condition to the end of turn. Radiance. Models which are damaged by one of these models' attack actions must discard a card after the current action is resolved, or gain the burning 1 condition. So every little 4-point, 3-point puppet that you'll be running with your. And Kaladi himself, maybe your henchman, hitting for every attack, they're going to be making the opponent discard a card or gang burning. Pretty damn snazzy, if I don't say so myself. So that's a top pick for me. Let's see, we got the Brutal Effigy. And it's funny, this is actually the second one I'm using. Accomplice, defense 6, willpower 5, 4 wounds, walk 5, no charge, height 1. Accomplice, hard kill, finish your job, and armor +1. It's got the Chastiser, which is a range weapon. And if you get a mask on the trigger, the target gains slow. But he's got Fear Not the Sword. Again, he's given this Kaladi. Kaladi then can send it with his puppets. Gives him the ability, Fear Not the Sword. After damaging enemy model with an attack, this model heals one damage. After killing enemy model with this, this model draws one card. Auto-healing on things with majorly four wounds. And spells and upgrades that you're going to be doing two damage to. And healing's nice. Let's see, we got the Carrion Effigy next. Accomplice, hard to kill, armor plus one. This guy's got a six charge. Everything else is pretty much the same. Diseased beak, 1/2 damage. It infects with a crow. And only silence my wake with another crow. The target receives slow, so not bad. He's got diminished resistance into it. Stunted models. Next activation, enemy models within 5-inch aura lose all immunity to horror duels, slow paralyze, and poison except for immunity to horror duels, which is granted by passing a horror duel. Not bad, if you need it out there, but horrific feasting. There we go, is another one that Claudia will be passing out. Gives the model Horrific Feast. At the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card from its hand or a corpse marker within 4 in line of sight to heal 1/2-3 damage. Pretty nifty, giving out some healing ability. And plus, I'm not gonna lie, these little effigies are pretty cool and they got a lot of character to them. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's see, Hodgepodge, Accomplice, Hard Kill, Armor plus 1. Same stats as all the other ones, with Oversized Knife. Let's see, 2/2-3 damage. He's got a crow in there, you throw another one. Damage can't be reduced, not bad. He's got the Mist, so that's area of 4 inches. This model is considered height 3 soft cover, so kind of like the Krilligans a little bit. But he's got Loyalty of the Coin. He's giving this out to Kaladi, and like I said, Kaladi can share this. After killing and sacrificing enemy model, this model may discard a card and add a soul stone to this crew's soul symbol. Extra soul stones besides cards. The game is based on soul stones, right? Alright, next up we have the Lucky Effigy. I got this guy from my Gremlins. He's kind of cute. Kind of like Yoda. I don't know. Pretty much the same stats as all the other ones. He's got a crusty blade. It's got pretty good damage route on this one. 3, 4, 7 damage. It's got melee of 3, so but if you could severe off all the power to you. He's got hit me, which is allows people within 6 inches, you have to target him instead of the other person. And look at the draw. He's handing out whenever this model flips a ram in a duel, it may immediately heal 1 damage. You know, I'm seeing no downfall on these things at all. Let's see, what do we got? The Wicked, no, that's not it. Young Nephilim, where's the other one? Shadow Effigy, I passed right him, passed him, didn't I? Accomplice, hard to kill, armor plus 1, precision blade, target suffers, with it melee 7, just suffers 1 damage. Remember the mission. At the end of the model's activation, place a scheme marker in base contact with this model, and in this condition, its target friendly minion gains the following condition. And bend into the shadow. Can affect the leader, therefore, after an enemy model declares an attack action targeting this model may end this condition. If it does, the enemy model suffers negative due to the attack flip. Not bad. Circumstantial, for the most part, I would say. Last and not least, we have the Mysterious Effigy. Cool, but I don't think she, out of all the effigies minus the shadow, she's probably my least favorite. But she's got Disguised Fate. It's a new thing we're looking at. Another friendly model is when 2 may cheat face with the cards down. The card is revealed before declaring triggers, but after the opponent has cheated. So, I mean, it's a little bit of poker face going on. She's got the Secret Blade for 1/2-4 damage. And she's got Rapid Acceleration, which she can hand out to a friendly leader within 8 inches. After resolving an enemy attack, which targeted this model may end this condition to push up to 3 inches any direction. gives your crew a lot of mobility. I mean, if you want to do a whole bunch of effigies, I mean, it would be kind of fun that effigies giving the abilities to Kaladi and Kaladi giving all the effigies the different things, all their abilities. So every one of the effigies has the effigies other power. I mean, yeah, I might try. It's cool, actually cute. Let's go through what else Kaladi can hire into his crew. Let's see. Of course, he's got the regular, all the Neverborn stuff. But what makes this a little bit different? Tingling. I swear, sorry guys. Okay, Bunraku. His cool puppet. This is a little Japanese puppet. Pretty cool looking. Reminds me of something you see off of one of the episodes of Naruto. So I like it. It is a minion, 30 millimeters, 6. Defense with a mask built in, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, walk 6, 7 charge, height 2. So it's a tall puppet. It's got armor plus 1. He's got defense with a mask, disappear, retract. The defense with the mask is after another model misses with this model in an MI action, the attacker receives negative M2 against this model to end the turn. So I mean, if they miss you on a charge, it can make it harder. Retract when this model is killed. Target a friendly minion with a 6 that may gain the conditions which were on this model. So if you were focused or whatever, you can just boom, hand it to the next person. Attack actions are working knives. 2, 3, 4 damage. Doesn't have a built-in trigger, but if you throw in a crow, you're doing poison. One I like is Snatch for its other attack action. It's casting, push enemy model into base contact with this model. And with a mask, if you have it, he's got stab, stab, stab. After succeeding, take a melee 1 action against the target. So, get you closer, make it do a little bit. And it's a push too, so pull him off objectives and damage him a little bit. For its only tactical action, is it Obscene Preparations. Now this is 0 action. This model gains focus plus 1 condition to end the turn. Now if you throw a tome in there, sharpened to a point. After succeeding, this model adds plus mask to all casting duels for the remainder of the activation. So you need a plus mask. So that gets you ready to snatch somebody up. That would be your Obscene Preparations. Let's see. We got the Changeling. I'm not worried about Corrupted Hounds. Corphe you can pick for Kaladi if you so wish to. But you can't do it to Corphe duet because that's specific to MNSU. Let's see. We did Hodgepodge, Luffy. Where are you? Rogueros, Shadow Effigies, Lyric Sorrow, Stitch Together. I think we're just looking at excuse me, our last model we're going to cover, which will be, yes, Stitched Together. This guy's pretty cool. Liked him from the get-go. I bought a set of them when I thought I was doing a Dreamer back in 1.5. Didn't do anything with them except painted them, but now the one I found himself on one of my bases for my Kaladi crew because, well, why not, man? He's a puppet and he's Mr. Oogie from, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas. This guy here, though, he's running 6 soul stones, defense 4, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, 4 walks, 6 charge, height 2. He's got hard to kill, which is always nice. For an ability, Eternal Nightmares and Rotten Contents. Eternal Nightmares says that when this model suffers damage from an attack action, which reduces it to 1 wound, it gains reactivate condition. So, nice. And don't forget, he's got hard to kill, too. Wait. Yep. So they hit the hard to kill, they're automatically on Eternal Nightmares, and they reactivate. And it's got Rotten Contents. After suffering damage, this model must flip a card, which may not be cheated. If it is a crow, all living models within 2 inches suffer 2 damage. So circumstantial boosted black blood. Not bad. Like I said, it's a puppet. He's coming out. It's attack action. He's got hooks doing 1, 2, 4 damage. He's got Gamble Your Life. This is going to defense resist. Target suffers 3, 4, 7 damage. If this model fails this action, the opposing player makes a 3-4-7 damage flip against this model. Damage flips generated by this action may not be cheated and ignore all pluses and minuses. So it's... I don't know. I'm giving it a whirl. I'm going to run this guy, okay? Next up, we have Game of Chance. Target an enemy model. The winner of this duel draws 2 cards and discards 1 card. This is the action may only be taken once per turn, but if you throw, well, both of them have a crow, even though this has a mask built in. Heads, I win after succeeding. Target must discard a card able. And tails, you lose after failing, draw a card. So, there we go right there. And he's got Creepy Frog, giving a same soft cover and everything as the, I believe, Hodgepodge or the, well, at least the Krulligans. So that is what we got for Kaladin, and what you might want to pick and everything with them. I'm going to go through my list I'm going to be using, hopefully, maybe next weekend. This weekend it'll probably be the pigs and everything, so we'll go from there. You just find it. I got the Bad Things Happen app, and it is like one of the coolest apps you can ever have. You can go through, look through all the cards, check out anything you want, check out build crews. I like doing it with almost everything I own. And believe it or not, I got a shelf, and I put started putting models in it, and I found out I have 15 different painted Malifaux crews. Holy shit, 15 painted crews. Some have more factions than the others, like the Gremlins are crazy. I got a lot of Gremlins. Neverborns, fair enough. I got Lilith, Titana, Zoraida. So, that's that. Let's see. Outcast, I got Hamlin, but it's the crazy cat lady. We'll get there later. She's not painted, but I got Victoria's. The Free Corps, I'm working on, I'm just the only ones I have. But then I got some Ten Thunders, I got some Arcanists, I got Guild, I got Resurrectionists even. It's like, holy shit, I have 15. I'm surprised that I have as much. I'm running out of room in this big shelf. I'll take a picture of it and put, when I got them all in there, individual pictures of each crew that I have painted. But it's pretty fucking sweet. I'm just going to put that out there. But anyway, in my 50 Soulstone crew I have, I'm ending up with a cash of 7 because I could add another Wicked Doll if I wanted to. But I'm also, there is a glitch in here, and I do plan on spending 3 Soulstones and another Marionette. But my crew consists of Kaladi, the Threads of Fate. So Threads of Fate gives us my strings of my own, and wrapped in, the armor one. 4 arms and faded, because I like using the, I want to use the, effigies. So, let's go ahead and say I have a cache of 4, when I'm all said and done. Because I'm going to have 2 marionettes, 1, I forgot a model. My bad, let me go back and just go ahead and go ahead. I forgot one model. I feel so stupid. And give me a minute while this is loading and everything. I know this is gripping podcasting, right? Anyway. But yeah, the other one is the henchman. I'm actually looking forward to coming out, and she's nowhere on site to be out yet. So it kind of like bums me out. I like to have it now, because I'm like a little kid with this. I want it now. Give it to me now. Like a little Veruca Salts from a Charlene and Chocolate Factory, I suppose, right? Let's see. This is being slow. But yeah. Let's see. But tomorrow with my pig unit, I think I'll take, we'll be taking Ulix, Old Major, and of course Gracie. I just love that model a lot. I mean, she's pretty freaking sweet. Here we go. Load this back up. I do need a new iPad. It's running slow, so forgive me. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. Here's my crew. Now I'll go with the last one. We got Claudia. I got the Threads of Fate, 4 arms and faded, 2 marionettes, Vasilissa, which she has strung the threads on her, the Arcane Effigy, 3 Bunrakus, 2 Wicked Draws, Dolls, Wicked Dolls, and 1 Brutal Effigy. That's my crew for my game coming up. Is when I get my Bunraku cards. Bunraku. But let's go ahead and... I forgot the other Chikaboo, so... Okay, let's go ahead and look. Do-do-do, henchman. Where are you? Ah, there we go. Let me just make sure there's no other things in here that I just so conveniently looked over. Let's see, enforcers. We've got any puppet enforcers? Enforcers. Hoodie Rider, Iggy, Lulu, Lidditu, Mature, Enough of Misery. She's a construct, but not a Mr. Graves, Tannen, Mysterious. Nope. Teddy. It's the same thing. So no puppet enforcers. But we do have a henchman that I need to go over. And I was so looking forward to last time, and I just figured went all stupid. Anyway, we already talked about Hinamatsu. She is a 9 soul stone henchman with 5 defense, 7 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. She's got armor plus 1. She's a melee master, so that's pretty cool. So she gains 2 additional AP, may only be used to take melee actions. Oh, so freaking awesome. She has without a master, this model and enemy models within 6 inches may not take actions if it's not their activation, unless those actions are disengaging strikes. And she has Wicked, which she deals damage on her disengaging strikes. She has a 4 katana. Oh, this. Okay, melee 6. Attack receives a plus to attack. The target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage and gains the following condition to the end of the game. Cut by Hinamatsu, plus 1. This model suffers plus 1 damage from attacks from every Hinamatsu This model suffers plus 1 damage from attacks from enemy Hinamatsu models. And this condition after resolving an action performed by an enemy Hinamatsu model that dealt 4 more damage to this model. So she's adding more damage the more pluses you get on to a certain point. And with a mask, which she does not have built in, the perfect cut damage from this attack may not be reduced. So that's nice against, you know, the armor models and stuff. Running around with the Bunraku, she has snatch and a stab, stab, stab too. So I thought that was pretty fucking sweet. Her tactical actions is inhuman speed. Until the start of this model's next activation, it gains the following condition faster than the naked eye. So that means that this model has one or more plus modifiers in a duel and may cheat fate face down. If it cheats fate in a duel with an enemy model and still loses the duel, you can draw a card. So she's got a little bit of everybody's ability. She's got a little bit of stitched together some of the Bunrakus, and she's a freaking sweet looking model. I just can't wait till she comes out. It would be a nice addition to this crew, and I'm probably gonna own all the effigies. Who am I kidding? I'm gonna start off just painting the ones first that I do have, the 2, and then finding why I do with my lucky effigies so I can get for my gremlins. And I think that could be 3 more that I gotta pull on. I gotta find out and paint everything. So that's part 2 of Kaladi, because I really don't know. I will give a heads up when I do play it. I'll try and write down effects that happened in the game. I'm going to do a little bit more research using Pull My Finger website, which I think that they're ending the wiki page for that, which I hope not, because it's a really cool damn webpage. Let's see, what will we talk about next? I don't know, I'll probably go old school, maybe some Sheamus or something. Cover some Kings of War. I've been enjoying the Kings of War too. So yeah, we'll just call it that for today. Hope you enjoyed. Make sure you check out my Facebook page. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.